My mindfulness challenge for you this week is to become fully and completely attentive to the suffering of other persons. Let me make something absolutely clear at the outset of this explanation. The invitation is not that you suffer yourself, rather, that you become aware and sensitive to the suffering of all other persons. Suffering comes in rather extreme forms. We are certainly all aware of the suffering of individuals who are seriously ill and in pain. Suffering, however, also takes the much milder forms. There can be many nuances of suffering in the tone of a person's voice, in their expressions, in simply a hesitating word that they say when they speak. With each and every encounter with another individual, I then invite you to sink in and become fully aware of all suffering that may be present. Some little examples may help. You're driving down the street, and a person behind you driving in the car decides that they want to drive a couple of inches next to your back bumper. Look in the mirror, watch their face, and sink into what's going on with that person. There's obviously suffering present. You're standing in a line waiting to pay for groceries. The person behind you is obviously very agitated. They want to get through the line very, very quickly. Look, notice, be attentive to what is going on with that individual in the present moment. Notice with all of your family members the nuances of how suffering can move in and all of a sudden lift, with signs of irritation, flashes of anger, with little bits of frustration that are expressed here and there. Suffering is ever present in our lives. I invite you to simply become aware of all of its nuances. How does it look? How does it feel inside your body when you connect with the suffering of others? Is there a particular sensation in your physical body that is associated with the various forms and types and characters of suffering that you observe this week? Make no judgments. Simply observe. Be mindful of each and every encounter. When you observe suffering, and you are likely to observe it quite often, do a quick assessment of its character, its intensity, its extensiveness for the individual. Extend assessments of suffering to the people who are radio announcers. You can hear suffering in their voice, or to people who call in to radio shows. Enjoy yourself as you become much more sensitive and attentive to the suffering of others this week. And remember, as I said at the outset, this does not mean that you yourself suffer. It simply means you become aware of the suffering of others. Robert Rogers, and this, of course, is Parkinson's Recovery. May your day be magnificent.